Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney and Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thur. The girls basketball team faced off against Webster City Friday night and fended off two surges by the Lynx before winning the contest by the score of 58-40. The win is the second one of the week, after the Cats won a non-conference matchup against Fort Dodge. I caught up with Coach Mooney after the win against Webster City to get his thoughts on the team's performance.
It's a typical North Central Conference game. You know, you always got to play hard, and you got to expect the other teams to make runs, and Webster City did a good job of making a run in the third quarter there, but I thought our kids kept their head on and battled right back, and a couple of timely shots, and then all of a sudden, we broke it back open again.
It was pretty impressive there early. Ava Fisher, of course, Morgan Mann, but Ava making, I believe it was three threes there in the first half. That had to be pretty encouraging to see that from a freshman in a packed gymnasium, one of the more attended games we've had here so far.
It's always fun to watch that kid shoot. You know, when she gets hot, the basket gets pretty wide open. And, you know, she puts a lot of time and a lot of effort into being a good shooter. You know, good shooters don't just magically appear. They appear with hard work. And, you know, she's put a lot of time in, and you can tell. When she gets open, when she gets a chance, it's pretty automatic sometimes.
And then Morgan Mann as well, again, another 20-point performance. She's averaging, well, she was coming in about 20 points per game. Just talk about her. She's just continued to have that success here.
Right. She's got a high drive, you know. The kid never seems to get tired. She plays through little bumps and bruises like it's not even there. She gets knocked down a lot. She got knocked in the nose today. She was breathing out of one nostril half the game, and she just keeps getting up and gets mad if you take her out of the game. You know, she plays really hard. She plays hard both ends of the floor, creates things for herself and her teammates. Thought she did a nice job of getting her head up tonight and seeing other kids. Reagan made a couple of really nice runs down the court. Morgan was able to find her. She's a pretty selfless teammate and does the dirty work, and then on top of it can score too. So that makes it really fun.
And then you talked about how Webster City had kind of rallied back there. What do you think it was for the girls? Did you say anything to them to be able to stretch that lead back out?
You know, I don't have to say anything to the girls. They're really strong-minded kids. They know what we're trying to do. They know what we're going into the game trying to do. And I thought they did a really good job of going out and trying to execute it. They realize that, you know, in a North Central Conference game, the other team's going to make a run. You know, they're going to knock down a couple of threes. And Webster City certainly did that tonight. And we turned right back around and answered with a three of our own and then kind of took off from there. You know, and that's testament to our leaders. Reagan and Kayla are awesome leaders for our team right now. They echo the stuff that we say in the locker room. They echo the stuff we say during practice and, you know, kind of hold the kids accountable for it. The kids buy into it. And so it's a lot of fun, but can't speak enough about the leadership of those two kids right now.
So final thoughts, at least from this game, and then what's coming up next?
You know, we are in it now. We're going to have basketball games, three games a week, every week, if not four games a week, from now till the tournament. So they're going to come pretty fast and furious. We're going to turn around and play Hampton on Monday, South Central Calhoun on Tuesday, and Clear Lake on Friday. So it's on, you know, and then the week after that, I think it's four games. So we're just going to keep playing, and we just won five of our last six, and we're going to try to stay hot and keep going.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here on the broadcast, and congratulations on the win, and best of luck here with that NBA-type schedule coming up with three, four games here on out. You know, it's basketball.
We're not resting anybody. Nobody's resting.
All right, Coach, we'll appreciate you joining us, and again, best of luck here in the next week.
All right, thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. Our next guest is Humboldt boys basketball coach Jason Thur. The boys basketball team squared off against the Webster City Lynx in a battle of 5-0 teams and went down to the wire, with Webster City pulling off the win 72-71. The game was the second of the week, with Humboldt defeating Fort Dodge in a non-conference matchup. I caught up with Thurm after the loss to Webster City to get his thoughts on the game.
Both sides came out and just were on all night long. It was an intense game. It was back and forth, and you saw two good teams, two teams that will contend for the conference title, just go toe-to-toe tonight. And unfortunately, we were unable to finish the deal down the stretch, but our kids just busted their tails all night long, and they'll be able to stand in front of the mirror tonight and be proud of the effort. There's a lot of disappointment in the locker room, but it's just something that we will learn from, and this will make us stronger, and this will make us better in the long run.
What'd you like from your team here? Obviously, you guys had a lot of energy. You were able to keep up with a Webster City team. trading blows there.
Yeah, we had pretty good tempo with things. Just half court, I mean, we play basketball. There's just guys making good reads, making good cuts, hitting the open guy with it. Shots, you know, I haven't seen percentages yet, but I like to think that typically we'll shoot a little bit better than we did tonight. Just felt like we were just on the, just about ready to start getting hot with it, and just never really got anything going with that. Not any really big runs tonight. We had some shots at the basket that typically we like to think we're going to finish, and maybe just playing a little too rushed with it. We want to play with great tempo with it and pace. That's part of our game, and we're going to continue to do that, but maybe just a little bit rushed there. And I mean, you know, we put up some points, and just one of those nights with it where we didn't get the key stop when we needed to, and Webster City was able to get us. We'll get it next time. We got another shot at them later on in the conference portion of the season, and you know, who knows after that. But it's just one of those things that we're going to use this the right way. We'll learn from it and move on and get better.
Final thoughts here from tonight's game.
You know, I'm proud of our kids, proud of our effort. We're going to hold our heads high with it. Give Webster City credit. They came out and, you know, they made some tough shots against us. They got some tough kids that compete hard as well, and it's two good teams there. Defensively, it's I felt like we got a little bit rushed there as well with that. We're, you know, maybe we were not losing our man, but just maybe not completely understanding or who we were guarding and what their strengths are. And you know, I felt a couple of times we got beat on some closeouts and that we shouldn't have got beat on, and that's more of a mental thing than a physical thing with it. But it's all learning experience, and you know, it's like I said, kids have nothing to hang their heads about. We'll watch the tape, and it's going to make us stronger. We're just resolved for that, and these kids will bounce back on Monday, and we're going to have to. We got a game Monday, and I think we got a couple more after that too, so we'll be ready to go. We'll get rested this weekend, and we'll be back.
What's going to kind of be the game plan in terms of, you know, trying to keep guys fresh with that much repetitiveness and at the high school level?
Yeah, it's one game at a time, and we'll go out, give everything we have against Hampton Dumont, and we'll worry about SCC after that. And you know, if we feel like we got to back off some guys, we'll back off some guys. You know, we got a practice or two in there with it, and you know, we'll monitor all that. But it's our kids are competitors, and they would want to know other way. They want to get out there, they want to be on the floor. They're going to leave it on, and they're young kids. They'll bounce back, they'll recover, and we got depth on our bench that, you know, hopefully it's a case we'll be able to utilize that a little bit next week as well, and get some time for some of those other guys.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here. Of course, this was unfortunate that you guys end up falling in this game, but I know you're going to be circling that February date where you're going to be heading out to Webster City there, probably get a little bit of revenge or avenge the loss tonight.
Yeah, a lot of basketball to be played between now and then, but yeah, we'll definitely be looking forward to that rematch.
Again, best of luck here coming up with the crazy, hectic January that we've got of basketball.
Thank you, man.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.